Crandall. She'd come all the way from Iowa to help with the war effort. Our cab driver, Frankie Millardo, became our first new friend in Washington and quite a lifesaver. He brought us to Coolidge House, the place that turned out to be our new home. George and Irma Coolidge were the landlords. And thanks to Loretta Smoot, one of the sweetest of my newfound friends, we were soon sharing her room in the attic. Oh, then there was Camille Rittenhouse. She sweet-talked Mr. Coolidge into letting her stay in the attic, too. Frankie shared the room across the hall with our resident comedian, Benny Lohman. Coolidge House was crowded, but we all became good friends. And although there were hard times, there were plenty of good times, too. It's all done, cool and